Welcome to Family Worship Radio, hosted by Lee Dodd, where we dig into the Bible and other great books just as we would in a family worship setting. You can utilize this podcast as the content of your family worship, or simply use it as an aid in your preparation. Let's get started.
Welcome to another episode in our study through the book of Proverbs. We are back in Proverbs chapter 3, and I will read verses 13 through 20. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. This is a delightful stretch of 8 verses in Proverbs chapter 3 that speaks to the blessedness of the one who embraces God's wisdom. We have seen this already in chapters 1 and 2 as well, but here the point is driven home all the more so, where Solomon is commending wisdom to all men. He is valuing wisdom as more precious than jewels, and exhorts us that nothing we desire can compare with her. I'm reminded of hearing people that I engage with evangelistically speak of the prohibitions of Christianity. They speak of all that they could not do should they become a Christian, as though Christianity is all about rules and restrictions to bind men up so they have no freedom to enjoy life. And that is completely contrary to the Word of God. That is completely against Christian experience. In Christ, we are truly free. We are free to enjoy God and to enjoy the life that He has blessed us with. Walking in the wisdom of God gives to the Christian a liberty that they had never known outside of Jesus Christ. Christianity is not about don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Christianity is about long life and pleasantness and joy in the Holy Spirit. We need to be sure as parents that we get this right with our children. Law is necessary and important, and we can preach the law to our children, but there must be grace. God's grace is a grace that sets men free. It is a grace that then, upon freeing the man, so motivates him to live as unto the Lord. It is a grace that captivates the heart. It is a grace that gives real joy, that infuses the life with real power. This is the grace that we want to proclaim to our children. Nobody wants to follow the professing Christian that always has a frown on his face, the old miser. No, Christians are called to be joyful, that men might see our good works, see the love that we have for other men, other Christians, and glorify God in heaven. They will know us by these realities in our life. So this is the grace that changes and equips and infuses the Christian life. God's wisdom does this for us, fills our days with true pleasantness, not false substitutes, not broken cisterns, not temporary joys that are not lasting. No, God's wisdom, God's grace is for all our days. That concludes our study for today. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. God bless you.